Thank you, Gabriel, for such a wonderful meditation and a start for tonight's new session. We are always appreciative of your sharing your wisdom with us on these sessions. Again, thank you. Now, let's do a little review of our last session. If you remember, we first discussed the huge amount of energy that was given to us by the collective consciousness. As a matter of fact, it took two sessions to cover it all. These energies were meant to affect your physical body, as well as your consciousness and energy field. This brought us a new conscious awareness that helps us understand that nothing is outside of us. It also assists us to begin to remember ourselves as the divine image. We also spoke about the mental-emotional body and how it has started the ascension of its consciousness so that it can be the interface between all bodies and levels of our physical expression. After that, we discussed how the 14th chakra system was activated on 12-12-12. And we discussed in detail how all the chakras in the first three triads fit together. This led us right into the fourth triad and how that fits with the first three. We also discussed how immense the spinning field of this triad is, which, of course, alters the first three triad spin and velocity. When it merges with the first three triads, the impact on the physical body is extensive, and it transforms our energy system. Lastly, it begins the transformation of a third-dimensional physical body into a fifth-dimensional physical body. Now, the Lords of Light discussed some important concepts about that fourth triad and the importance of your awareness of the ninth chakra. It is the access point where you have the state of consciousness that you are a part of the collective consciousness of the Lords of Light, the Elohim, the Archangels, and the Ascended Masters. They are not above you or outside of you. For those who attended the 12-12-12 session in Scottsdale, you may remember a statement that was made by Yeshua, and he said, "We are no longer above you or separate from you. We are shoulder to shoulder and heart to heart." That was one of the most significant things in my life. Now, the Lords of Light also discussed the Oversoul and the Christhood Oversoul. There's been a descent of the Oversoul and Christhood Oversoul into the body and the unified field. It is not above you any longer. The 10th chakra holds a level of source mind and provides the energetics for the Christhood Oversoul to descend into the body and the unified field. This chakra provides the energetics and makes you conscious of the collective nature and that you are the I Am Presence. This is an important step that we can now take. Because of the influence of the 5th, 6th, and 7th dimensional templates that were retrieved last year, we have created stability and calmness in our consciousness as well as in our energy field. We are capable of holding and using the element of love with no judgment. A whole new state of being is now present within us. Wow, what a great session. Now, we would like to open our session to all of you to discuss what you have noticed and share your experiences. You can even ask questions of one another. That will make for an interesting conversation. And, of course, some of you have been using this format before. But just to make sure, let me just discuss the process. And what we do is we need to use this way to, you know, help the discussions and help them become useful. First person to make a comment hits the star six and then makes the statement to open the subject. That person then stays on live. The second person who would like to make a comment about that subject hits star six and then speaks. These two people can then continue a back and forth conversation, or the second caller can just mute themselves. These conversations can then continue just like the first subject. And as the different subjects come up, it doesn't really make any difference how many people are involved. It's just important that we show the Lords of Light the mastery that we have gained in the last few years, and it helps them understand what else they need to teach us. So we just wanted you to be aware of that background. And also remember that when you are off of mute, try to be real careful about any background noise so that it doesn't affect, you know, everybody else who's listening. So now, after we've had this open discussion, the Lords of Light would like to give you further information and take your questions. So that'll be another step in this process tonight. So now let's all take a deep breath and let's go and chat.